Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Chance of rain with fog and spots early today. Otherwise, overcast skies. Daytime highs approaching 45. South winds around 5 miles per hour. Heavy rain likely. Tonight, lows dip down to about 34. Cloudy skies expected. Bright sunshine tomorrow. Chance of rain, high of 50. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 36.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. A small plane that had roughly 60 passengers and four crew members that was headed from Wichita to the Ronald Reagan National Airport in Washington, D.C. on Wednesday evening ended up crashing and landing in the Potomac River. As according to KAKE News, the airplane ended up crashing into a Black Hawk military helicopter. Cleanup efforts are still underway as U.S. Park Police, the D.C. Metropolitan Police Department, and the U.S. military have all gone to the Potomac River for the cleanup efforts, along with the D.C. Fire Department and EMS with their fireboats that were on the scene. According to the reports from the FAA, there were roughly 60 passengers and four crew members on the airplane, with three Army soldiers that were aboard the Black Hawk helicopter that ended up colliding. As according to the FAA, the Bombardier CRJ-700 regional jet had collided in midair with the helicopter on approach to runway 33 at the Reagan Washington National Airport at roughly 9 p.m. local time. The investigation on the cause is still ongoing.
It's Delana from Truck Stuff here to invite you in from the cold to check out our winter deals. Keep the mud and slush under control with floor liners from WeatherTech or Husky this season. We also now offer remote start for most vehicles and can also upgrade your seat covers to include seat warmers. It's getting hot in here at Truck Stuff at the corner of Central and Washington.
Tricked out, decked out, check us out, Truck Stuff.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
The Kansas Association of School Psychologists have been working with state legislators in Topeka after hosting a school mental health advocacy day last week with advocacy groups like Headquarters Kansas said that they've been discussing unique services to try and help pair teens with similar aged peers in trying to battle mental health issues in the state.
With school psychologists, school nurses, school counselors all being around, we thought it was a great way for us to provide that resource. Kids might not be as comfortable talking to an adult as they are with a peer their own age or close to their own age, so we think that they're going to be more comfortable opening up.
That audio from KSNT News, where they say they are working with state legislators to craft a bill regarding the issue. Governor Kelly also made a speech at the event last week that was being held. Legislators say they have been focusing more so on mental health issues, and especially for the young generation in the state of Kansas, with the building of new mental health services and buildings in the state. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
In your bustling lives, we're constantly on the move from hectic commutes to family outings. Blue Valley Insurance offers comprehensive auto coverage to keep you safe on every journey. Whether you're heading to work or driving your kids to practice, we've got you covered. Visit us at convenient locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, or Marysville for personalized auto insurance solutions tailored to your needs. Drive with peace of mind knowing you're protected by Blue Valley Insurance.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, after the discussion leading into the November election of last year about unifying the electoral college votes in the state, the Republican-led legislature in Nebraska says they are working on changing the laws again by allocating its electoral college votes for the president, having a new, quote, backup plan with a possible 2026 constitutional amendment in the state. As according to the Nebraska Examiner, they say Legislative Resolution 24CA that was presented by State Senator Myron Dorns of the Adams area would ask Nebraskans in November of 2026 whether the practice should end all votes going to the presidential ticket that wins the most votes in the state, as opposed to having the Electoral College broken up by district. Overall, the state of Nebraska has only divided their presidential electors three different times, splitting four votes to the Republican nominee and sending a fifth vote from the Omaha-based 2nd Congressional District to the Democrat candidate. Mid-America Network News.
Enroll in Farm Bureau Financial Services' Driveology, and you'll instantly save 10% on your auto insurance premium. Over time, your safe driving habits could earn you even bigger savings, up to 50%. Learn more and start saving with Driveology at fbfs.com/save. 10% savings applied at enrollment for select coverages. Future savings based on individual driving behaviors and varies by coverages selected. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce DeYerking. National Weather Service advising that heavier rains Thursday into Friday could bring the Black Vermilion at Frankfort to or above flood stage, rising from around 5 to 20 or 22 feet, resulting in minor lowland flooding. To a lesser degree, the Big Blue at Blue Rapids could also approach flood stage. Local residents should be aware, with frost in the ground, rains will fall on saturated ground as well from the recent snowmelt. Reception for Blue Rapids Mayor Jerry Zayas is planned Thursday. Zayas, stepping down as mayor, recently resigned as director for Marshall County Partnership for Growth. The reception will be held in Blue Rapids Thursday. Marshall County Extension will host a 4-H new family meeting Thursday evening, 6:30 in the courthouse basement. This informational event is for both new and old Marshall County 4-H families. All are welcome. For information, contact the County Extension office. Nemaha County Spelling Bee was Saturday at Centralia. Fifth grader Drayden Muting of Centralia took first place. Runner-up, eighth grade Jalen Olte of Nemaha Central. Third went to Piper Cook, a fifth grader at Centralia. King and Queen of Courts at Valley Heights High School is planned Friday. Queen candidates Aubrey Emscheid, Faye Jones, and Madison Hankey. King candidates Caden Dummermuth, Jaden DeWalt, and Dustin Denton. Crowning at halftime of the boys' game versus Republic County. Washington County High School King and Queen of Courts is planned Friday with a pep rally at the high school gym at 2:50. Public is invited. Queen candidates Mackenzie Baker, Trista Cromie, and Mackenzie Meyer. King candidates Anthony Garcia, Garrison Sand, and Billy Sfonda. Crowning is Friday with the games against Frankfort. Marysville City Council met Monday and approved an extension through the end of May for demolition of a fire-damaged residence at 904 May. Consensus was to rebuild an engine on a 1999 dump truck snowplow rather than purchase a replacement. The truck is otherwise sound. Repair cost could run $12,000 to $18,000. A party interested in leasing the former Kester House restaurant has come forward. Consensus was to continue conversation and negotiation. A request for proposal for the property had previously been tabled by the council. Applications are being accepted through the end of February for police chief after Matt Simpson recently resigned. Councilman Chris Schrader shared an email in favor of allowing backyard chicken flocks within city limits. The matter's on the agenda for the next Administrative and Finance Committee meeting. The mayor went on record pointing out the meters outside city limits would not be subject to the new stormwater assessment. Martin Mishler introduced himself, recently appointed city attorney, is from Sabetha. He's been in private practice since 91, currently with Luke Sunderland. He addressed council concerns regarding a charter ordinance relating to certain non-elected positions and to whom they would be responsible. Marshall County Arts Cooperative's largest fundraiser is set Friday and Saturday, 7 p.m. each evening at Venue 36 in Marysville, featuring a live band and local entertainment. Reserve seating is sold out. General admission tickets are still available, $25 for adults, $15 for those 18 and younger. Tickets online at marshallcountyarts.org or text 785-859-4260, or you can pick those up at the One Marysville office from 10 to 2 daily. As the largest fundraiser, the annual review will be Friday and Saturday evenings at 7 at Venue 36 in Marysville. People encouraged to purchase tickets in advance. They will also be available at the door each evening. Judy Schroller, age 81, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary, Thursday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Thursday 1 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville in charge of arrangements for Judy Schroller. Remy E. Haverkamp, age 92 of Seneca, passed away Saturday. Massive Christian burial Friday at noon at St. Peter and Paul's Catholic Church in Seneca. Burial in the Catholic Cemetery at Seneca. Rosary Thursday at 2 and 7 p.m. at the Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca in charge of arrangements for Remy Haverkamp. Merlin D. Mert Ott, age 94 of Marysville, passed away Monday. Private burial is planned at the Marysville City Cemetery with a visitation Friday 4 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville in charge of arrangements for Mert Ott. Thomas R. Tom Harrison, age 83, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Kinsley's of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Tom Harrison. Mildred E. Bayer, age 87, of Seneca, passed away Tuesday. Massive Christian burial Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. Peter and Paul's Catholic Church in Seneca. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Friday evening at 7 at the Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca, in charge of arrangements for Mildred Bear. Linda A. Copeland, age 87, of Riley, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Monday, 11 a.m. at the Anders Fifley Funeral Home. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery at Waterville. Anders Fifley Funeral Home of Riley in charge of arrangements for Linda Copeland. Bonnie M. Oria, age 72, passed away January 20. Massive Christian burial Wednesday, February 5th, 11 a.m. at St. Joseph Catholic Church in Beatrice. Visitation Tuesday from 10 until 8. Family of great friends Tuesday from 6 until 7:30 at the Griffith Huvendick Chapel in Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Bonnie Oria. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, Polish dog, baked Lays, sauerkraut, peas and carrots, fresh fruit, and tomorrow, fried chicken, mashed potatoes, peas, and bananas in pudding. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Rain showers are likely today, mostly cloudy with our highs in the mid to upper 40s. Rain showers will continue overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 20s and mid 30s. Some sunshine throughout Friday as well, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower to mid 40s. And rain showers are possible throughout Friday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Some sunshine as we head into Saturday with our highs in the mid to upper 40s. And mostly cloudy skies over Saturday night with our lows in the mid 20s and lower 30s. Mostly sunny skies throughout the day on Sunday with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Then staying mostly cloudy throughout Sunday night with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. Mostly sunny skies throughout the day on Monday with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Then partly cloudy skies throughout Monday night with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Partly sunny skies throughout the day on Tuesday with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Then mostly cloudy skies over Tuesday night with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Cooler on Wednesday, sunny with our highs in the mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late January 41, record high on this date 66. The average low 19, the record low 11 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:36, sunset this evening at 5:45. -36 degrees this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 30th of January. KNDY News Time 7:17.
Taking down number one again. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. Thunder, best record of the Western Conference, and last night they got 52 from Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, but it wasn't good enough. Warriors rally from down 14 and knock off OKC 116-109. Golden State has won two of its three games against the Thunder this season. The only other team with a winning record against OKC, The Mavs, who've won 3 of 4.
This is a great test. OKC, obviously, best team in the West. We play well against them. You know, 3 out of 3 games. It's glad we got 2 of them. But we need every win, and we need everybody to step up no matter who's out there.
Steph Curry, 21 in the win last night. Best record in the NBA, Cavs. They beat the Heat by 20. Donovan Mitchell, 34 in the win. Heat still working through the drama. That is the Jimmy Butler situation. For the Kings, De'Aaron Fox could be on the move. Kings lose last night in Philly. Spurs fall to the Clippers. San Antonio has been in touch with Sacramento.
San Antonio is among the teams interested in trading for Fox. This is a massive market. This is one of the players in the prime of his career, a max contract player. He has jumped to the top of the NBA trade.
ESPN insider Shams Charania. Knicks by 10 over the Nuggets. Nikola Jokic says the Knicks are a top 5 candidate to win the title. Mavs hit 23s. They beat New Orleans by 1. Celtics by 22 over the Bulls. Raptors top the Wizards 106-82, 15 straight losses for Washington. Commissioner Adam Silver floating it out there. How about shortening NBA games? He said he'd be a fan of 10-minute quarters. College hoops, top-ranked Auburn, an 87-74 win over LSU. Auburn now 19-1. Alabama by 4 over Mississippi State in a matchup of ranked teams. Number 6, Houston rolls past West Virginia 63-49. Houston has won its last 13. Golfers, get ready. The PGA Tour could be making some changes, and among those on the horizon may be range finders to speed up play.
If you love designer brands and you love clearance, then you're going to love this. Macy's is having a huge designer clearance event right now with incredible new designer markdowns on cold weather styles from BCBG, Hugo Boss, Michael Kors, and more. How big are the markdowns? How about Coach boots for $200 or less? So if you're looking for the things you love all in one place, come in and shop the designer clearance event at Macy's today. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Jackson Hewitt makes taxes feel like a yacht rock song.
April Breeze, give me my biggest tax refund, please.
You owe me and a lifetime accuracy guarantee.
Now get $100 just to try Jackson Hewitt. Does your tax person do that?
Say goodbye to that no guarantee tax guy.
Ready to sail through tax season? Go to Jackson Hewitt and you'll be
reeling in the refunds.
Limited time offer for new clients. Participating locations only. Terms at JacksonHewitt.com.
Marysville High Wrestlers at Clay Center, North Central Kansas League duel on Thursday. Marysville girls face host Hiawatha 7:30 tip-off in round-robin play as the Hiawatha Girls Invitational continues. Live broadcast AM 1570 FM 94.1. Our Friday feature game this week, Hanover at Centralia. Wildcats and Panthers live on KNDY FM 95.5 Friday.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Wall Street slipped after the Federal Reserve decided to keep interest rates unchanged as expected at 4.3 percentage points, saying inflation remains somewhat elevated. The Fed had signaled in December that it expected fewer rate cuts this year. The Dow Jones dropped 137 points. The S&P fell 28, and the Nasdaq sank 101 points. Commerce Secretary nominee Howard Lutnick promises to get rid of his considerable business interests in 90 days to help avoid any conflicts of interest. The billionaire financier said in a Senate confirmation hearing that he decided he's made enough money in his life. Newly sworn-in Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy has ordered the federal agency to reverse fuel economy standards that are used to control air pollution and address climate change. Taxes once again on everybody's mind until April 15th. The IRS says an electronic return will get you a refund in less than 21 days. Chuck Sievertson, Abe.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, and good Thursday for the pre-Friday celebration. Markets opening up here in just a little bit. As yesterday wrapped up a little bit interesting, higher in the grains, lower in the livestock. We'll see what's in store if that trend continues into today. Markets brought to you by CanEquip, your local Case IH and New Holland dealer across the entire state of Kansas. For more information, all their locations and great deals, find them online at CanEquip.com. Well, the grain market definitely saw some nice jumps yesterday in the corn, wheat, and soybeans with some rallies. Livestock really ended their rally
for the first time that we've seen in the past week with some red on the board. March corn, though, steady gains yesterday, wrapping up 11¾ cents up to 497 even a bushel. We had the May corn up 11½ at 507 and a half a cent. Kansas City wheat for March, they were up 19¼ yesterday. Big gains there, finishing at 580¼. May wheat was up 19½ cents at 590¼ cents. It was mixed in the oats market yesterday with March oats up a penny at 350 even. May oats were down 1¼ cents at 355½. Over in the soybean market, major gains there. They saw a rally right towards the end of the day that saw some decent growth. March soybeans up 15½ cents at 1060½. The May beans were up 15¾ cents at 1075¼ cents. Soybean meal for March, they were up $8.20 at 309.80. The May meal was up 8¢ at 318.20. And the soybean oil yesterday did see some red. March down 16¢ at 44.97. May oil was down in the red 11¢ at 45.46. In the canola market, March canola was down 3¢ yesterday, finishing at 636.60, with the May down 3¢ at 645.60. And the cotton market had some red as well, with March cotton down 32¢ at 66.66. We'll see what's in store for us today on a Thursday. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. In many agricultural operations, there are multiple generations working together. K-State Extension beef cattle specialist Justin Wagner explains the different categories of generations and what he sees as the biggest difference in communication to the age ranges in his work as an extension specialist.
As we think about the different generations that are out there and how we loosely define those, right? We've all heard about millennials and maybe some about Gen Z and baby boomers, but you know, what are the categories? Where do things start to fall out? And so, you know, some of these names do change. So, you know, if we think about the generations that are out there today, we'll kind of go back to, you know, what I'll call the silent generation. And that's really from 1928 to 45. So these would be individuals that are, you know, currently maybe in their 80s in terms of age range. Then after that, we have the baby boomers from 1946 to 65. So I think of these as individuals that are in their 60s. Then the Generation X, which would be about 1965 to 1980. The millennials, 1981 to 2000. Then we've got Generation Z from 2001 to 2010. Now we're starting to talk about Generation Alpha. And then Beta, as I understand it, you know, is going to kick off in individuals that are born in 2025. Sometimes the ranges of birth year do change a little bit depending on the source, but I think it's really interesting to, you know, think about the characteristics that go along with each one of these generations and then how all of those come together on a farm or ranch that might be working together.
He says what he sees as a top defining factor between generations on an operation.
The easiest thing for me to think about in terms of those generational differences is just the preference or the different ways in which they communicate, right? That's where I think I see it the most in my day-to-day work as a beef cattle specialist is just in how those different generations communicate, their preferred methods of communication, and you know how they all work together.
Wagner discusses how he sees communication preferences of people be handled.
I think there's a fair bit of give and take, right? You kind of have to just figure out what works for the operation. I don't think there's, you know, necessarily a one-size-fits-all approach, but I think really communication is really one of the places where I see the big differences between the generations. And it's both a great example of the differences, but also, you know, just the importance of how, you know, how change occurs in an operation or how they choose to communicate with each other.
That was K-State Extension beef cattle specialist Justin Wagner on different generations working together on operations and how recognizing individual communication choices is valuable. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over at the K-State Radio Network.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Big run of cattle today for the sale, upwards of 2,800 head. Sale start time 11 a.m. Holstein sell at noon. Hereford sell at 1 o'clock. And early consignment listings include 13 running age bred mixed cows calving March 10th, 6 black first calf heifers bred to a black bull due to start calving March 1st, 10 brown Swiss Holstein cross breedable dairy heifer weigh 6 to 800 pounds, Holstein steers, 8 of them at 500, 600 pounds, 15, 5 to 8, 20 weighing 6 to 8, 18 weighing 7 to 8. Holstein steers, a dozen weighing 7 to 8, 17, 7 to 9, 9 at 8 to 9, another 9, 8 to 900 pounds. 148 Hereford steers and heifers weigh 4 to 650, 24 Hereford heifers 4.5 to 5, 15 red and white faced black steers and heifers 5 to 700 pounds. 9 Hereford steers and heifers weigh 5 to 7, 110 Hereford and black and white faced steers and heifers 5 to 750, 40 red and white faced black and white faced steers and heifers 5 to 8, 37 Hereford steers and heifers weigh 6 to 7, 10 Hereford steers and heifers 6 to 7, 10 Hereford heifers 6 to 7, 100 Hereford steers and heifers 6 to 8, with 16 black and white faced steers and heifers weighing 7 to 8. 80 black and red steers weighing 4 to 5, 52 black steers and heifers 4 to 6, 14 Charlotte Cross steers and heifers 4.5 to 7, 155 black and red steers and heifers weigh 5 to 650, 19 black steers and heifers 5 to 6.5, 50 black and Charlotte steers and heifers 5.5 to 750, 43 black and red steers and heifers 5.5 to 750, 20 weighing in at 6 to 7, 12 red steers weigh 6 to 7, 35 black steers 6 to 750, 110 Charlotte Cross steers and heifers weighing 6 to 8, 28 black steers and heifers 6 to 8, big lot of 725 black steers and heifers weigh 6 to 850, 45 black and red heifers 6.5 to 750, 80 black and red steers and heifers 6.5 to 8, 88 black steers and heifers weigh 7 to 850, 45 crossbred heifers 775 to 8, 60 black steers 8 to 850 with 60 black heifers 8 to 9, 7 black and white faced bulls weigh 800 pounds to 1,000, 57 black steers 850 to 9, 65 black and red steers 850 to 9, 60 black steers 875 to 9, 60 crossbred steers 875 to 950, 61 black steers 950 to 1,000 pounds, with another 60 weighing 950 to 1,000 pounds. Big sale today, Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Sale time 11 a.m. It's 7:30 from KNDY and 36 degrees. Highs in the 40s on tap today with a pretty good chance of some rain. We could see an inch or two along the state line, according to estimates, and that falling on some ground with frost and recent saturation from the melting snow could create some issues as far as runoff.
How much do we love our pets? About $60 billion worth, if you care to put a number on it. Details next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, January 30th, the 30th day of the year. Musician Phil Collins has a birthday, and the Lone Ranger radio serial was first heard on this day in 1933. If you're ever offered a free puppy or kitten, here's a few numbers to contemplate. Americans spend over $150 billion on pet supplies and services last year, and the trend shows no sign of slowing. Food treats and veterinary care account for much of that figure, but the fastest growth has been in services such as daycare and boarding, dog walking, pet waste removal, grooming and training. But lest you think pet owning has no financial upside, consider this. On average, pet owners pay fewer visits to the doctor compared to non-pet people. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and get the advice of the day at almanac.com.
Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs. Make it two in a row for the Kansas State Wildcats as they get another Big 12 win last night, 85-57 over Oklahoma State inside Bramlage Coliseum. The Cats shot over 50% from the field and the three-point line. Afterwards, Jerome Tang talked about the improvements his team has made.
I've been saying for a while, we're getting better, we're close, and we're still not as good as we can be. We still have room for improvement, but, you know, I'm thankful that we were able to show we could improve and keep improving after wins.
K-State starts a five-game stretch that's pretty tough starting this Saturday when they take on Iowa State at Hilton Coliseum in Ames, Iowa. The Wichita State Shockers took on one of the top teams in the American Athletic Conference last night in North Texas at Charles Koch Arena. The Shockers lost their fourth straight conference game 58-54 against North Texas. Xavier Bell with 19 points led all scorers for the Shocks.
Do you feel like burning or cramping in your feet?
You're tuned in to the TVL Rundown, a comprehensive weekly look at the athletics inside the Twin Valley League. The TVL Rundown is a service of B&D Buildings in Axtell and the Citizens National Bank in Greenleaf.
B&D Buildings of Axtell specializes in post-frame buildings. Give them a call for stud-frame buildings with complete concrete and electrical work included. It's one call to get the job done. B&D Buildings, specializing in post-frame building construction, plus repairs and more. Always free estimates. Give them a call, B&D Buildings of Axtell, 785-294-0147. B&D Buildings at 785-294-0147.
Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank. With the century of experience, you know you can count on us for convenient banking and personal service for people you know and trust. With extended hours and online banking for all your financial needs. Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank.
Welcome into the TVL Rundown, joined with Jeff Wirtz of the TVL Sports Spotlight. Max Blasky here with KNDY Radio as we recap Twin Valley League tournament action last week in Frankfort. Jeff, it was an excellent week of basketball. Saw some really good action. We're going to start with the girls' brackets. Centralia girls claimed their third title in 4 years. They were led by Owen Dieters, who had three straight games of 22-plus points in that one. They took care of Hanover in the championship game, 71-43. And I know Hanover's a good team. They were undefeated on the season. But again, I think we've said it once before, this Centralia girls team is just something to behold.
And they really are. They are absolutely incredible. They showed in that game that there's very little weakness on that team right now. They have their little movements every once in a while, but it's going to be tough for not only anyone in the league, but anyone in the state to take down this team.
Now, a team that I don't get a chance to see a lot but impressed me in their limited time I did, the Donovan West Mustangs, claimed a third-place finish over the Valley Heights girls. And this is a team, Jeff, that I know I think I forgot 2 years ago won a state title. So the seniors now on this squad know what it's like to win, and I think a team that played very good defense could make some noise here as the season goes on.
The West has some remarkable shooters. Their guard play is just off the charts. And I still think Perry Smith goes with what his team is doing. He adapts to, okay, what are the strengths of this team today? And that's how he coaches. That's what makes the U.S. this incredible team, because you never know what team is coming at you on that day.
I think, yeah, worked it really well there. We can talk about the teams, but a lot of times the coaches is what makes a good tournament run. Now, for the boys' standpoint, we saw league history being made. The Axtell boys claimed their third straight tournament title, first time in league history that has happened. And I think, like the Centralia girls, the Axtell boys right now at this part of the season are playing a level above anyone else here in the league.
And what we saw this week, maybe it was a little bit different Axtell team, because it wasn't just those top two or three athletes. We saw team play out of this Axtell squad, and that makes them very scary. New pieces coming in and making a big impact, that makes them very, very scary over the next few weeks.
I had a chance to talk to head coach Jason Tynan, and we talked about the abilities of Logan Sandman this year, the big for Axtell, a really big important piece to go around pieces like we know names in Eli Broxman, Brandon Schmelsley, Colin Shaughnessy, and some more. One other individual performances I did want to point out, the Hanover Wildcats, Tanner Bruna had an excellent tournament, three straight games of 20-plus points, was energetic on the defensive end for Hanover team that again finished second. But like we said, I think the Axtell team is the top team right now in the league, but that Hanover team is buying real close for that 1B spot.
It's the wonderful Kentucky Derby right now where they're just neck and neck, neck and neck. You just don't know who's going to finish in that top spot, and I can't wait for the next few weeks in the TVL.
I think every week's a good week. You've just got to be able to get in the right spot when they come about. Again, for Jeff Wirtz of the TVL Sports Spotlight, Max Blasky here with KNDY Radio. This has been the TVL Rundown. We'll be back next week as the high school basketball season rolls along.
You've been tuned in to the TVL Rundown, a weekly comprehensive look at the athletics inside the Twin Valley League. The TVL Rundown is a service of B&D Buildings in Axtell and the Citizens National Bank in Greenleaf.
Marysville High wrestlers at Clay Center, North Central Kansas League duel on Thursday. Marysville girls face host Hiawatha 7:30 tip-off in round-robin play as the Hiawatha Girls Invitational continues. Live broadcast AM 1570, FM 94.1. Our Friday feature game this week, Hanover at Centralia. Wildcats and Panthers live on KNDY FM 95.5 Friday.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Chance of rain with fog and spots early today, otherwise overcast skies. Daytime highs approaching 45. South winds around 5 miles per hour. Heavy rain likely. Tonight, lows dip down to about 34. Cloudy skies expected. Bright sunshine. Tomorrow, chance of rain. High of 50. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 36.